Thanks for calling the Everett Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status. I couldn't find a match. I'll connect you with someone who can help.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Everett Home Depot, how may I help you?
Yes, can I speak with the store expediter, please, for a trip charge for a customer that wasn't able to do installation?
1 second.
Into action and spreading hope. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Everett Home Depot.
Yes, is this the store expediter?
What?
Are you the store expediter?
I am not.
May I speak with the store expediter, please?
We're doing our part so our customers and associates stay safe. Due to local ordinances, all individuals are required to wear a facial covering while in public. The CDC recommends the use of facial coverings to slow the spread of COVID-19. When we all do our part, we can keep each other protected. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Everett Home Depot.
Yes, I'm holding for the store expediter,
so,
please.
Unfortunately, he's not answering. I'm assuming he is on lunch break. Would you like to call back?
Can you send me to his voicemail?
The first step in any...
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
All right, so I just transferred you for a third or fourth time to his office. If it didn't give you the option to leave a voicemail, there's not much I can do. Because every time that I transfer you over, if he doesn't answer, you're just getting transferred back to customer service, not a voicemail box.
Okay, ma'am. I'll just call back. Thank you.